The D shape has some common double stops, and one of them is extremely common. The second and third strings, frets 12 and 11. Have you seen this one? Very, very common, especially you slide it like a half step, you can do a double. I said we weren't going to combine techniques, but what the heck? It just sounds so idiomatic for the guitar. And then you could actually slide down. I slide down to the E shape. So actually talk about double stops. You got 2nd and 3rd string, 12th and 11th fret, then 10th and 10th fret. Even though one of those notes is outside the scale, it still works. And then 8th and 8th fret, all on the 2nd and 3rd string. So you got... So all on the 2nd and 3rd string, you change strings on me.
Oh.
Yeah. Even though this note, the 2nd string 10th fret is not in the scale, it still fits. Very, very common. Have you ever seen that before?
I've heard it.
Yeah, play it like for a few million times. Like play it. Yeah, get used to that. That's a very, very common. Yeah. Sounds like ZZ Top or something. Another student was telling me they saw ZZ Top recently. I was like, wow, they're still around? He said, yeah, and Blondie opened for him. I was like, whoa! Good. Good. So that's a very common one. I suppose the other ones aren't that common in the D shape. I'm just showing you the most common ones. You could do up here at the 1st and 2nd string, frets 14 and 11, but that one's not as common. So that one I showed you is very, very common. Let's move on to the C shape. I'm showing you the essence of every